Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to List Lips with me, Robin Richford.
And me, Sophie Brown.
Each week, we're going to be jumping into a new topic and basically chatting some nonsense, really. That's kind of how we roll, isn't it, Soph?
It is, always. Nonsensical. And as always, we'll be doing our extra lippy episode on Friday. So if you've got any dilemmas, please send them in at the Loose Lips podcast or looselips@createproductions.com.
I love extra lippy. Like, it's like become like my new, like, favorite little obsession, because it's like so short, but I always think when I listen back, I'm just like, it's so I don't know, candid's maybe the word,
yeah,
isn't it? I don't know, it gives us a chance to like really connect to you guys. So definitely give us your dilemmas, because we will do our very best to solve them for you.
We shall.
What's happening in life, Soph? Tell me. Do you know why Sophie just did that? Oh my gosh, I've just put my seat down. Wait a minute.
It's way too far.
Sorry.
She's on the floor.
I can always tell by Sophie's reaction that this basically means that she doesn't know what she's going to tell me and what she's not going to tell me. She's like, what am I going to tell you when the mic's up, and what am I not going to tell you?
I know. I try and like tell you things before we start recording, and then I'm like, I've said it now. What have I been up to? No, it's been an interesting week. I watched my friend get married at St. Paul's Cathedral.
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Was it?
Unbelievable. Incredible, because her now husband, his mum's got like an MBE or CBE or something, mm-hmm. which means you can get married in St. Paul's.
So is that like the requirement? You can't just rock up and be like, here's my money?
No. And it, hardly anyone can. It's like royals and then those that have whatever. Yeah, no pictures, no videos.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that must have been incredible.
It was. And the rest of the day was amazing. Like, we went to Butler's Wharf Chop House, if anyone knows that. We were there on the water, had an amazing meal, and then they had like the Elizabethan, which was a boat, so we went on the Thames.
Oh my god, that's so cute. That's like something out of a movie though, isn't it? I feel like Hugh Grant should have got married that way.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I keep seeing these videos on TikTok, which are like, play Love Story when you're at the wedding, because everyone like screams because it's like nailed to the ground and pulled out a ring instead. And I requested it and put it on, yeah. And it was, everybody was like screaming out, and I was like, this is, you know, when you just like, you're in a film, you're like, this is the best thing ever.
It is actually like a film. Do you know what, every time Taylor Swift sings that, I swear it comes up on my For You page of someone like proposing at the concert.
Oh yeah, there's been so many, because she's been taught, yeah, I've seen so many of these videos.
Yeah, so have I. Everyone's down on one knee, and then you see like some hysterical randomer crying their eyes out behind you, like, okay love, like, you're not getting married. But she's like,
yeah,
Taylor and her proposal, yes please.
I mean, yeah, I'm not sure how I'd feel about that.
No, it's probably a no for me. But I'm not a huge Taylor fan. Well, I love Taylor Swift, but I'm not like a Swiftie. You know, like there's like that next level, like, you know, want her tattooed all over your body kind of vibes.
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not really there for any artist like that.
I'm not really like that with any famous person, to be fair.
No.
You had a moment.
No, I was like, there's maybe something. Nah, I'm not that.
Nah.
Not that
next
bothered.
Level, isn't it? Well, I'm having a stressful week, so it is actually knackering. I feel like I've come here for therapy.
You can just sit in this room and just chat and not have to deal with the stress.
Honestly. So this week I am moving country. Well, I'm not really moving country. That is so dramatic. Because
I mean,
so dramatic. Anyway, so I am technically moving from England to Scotland, but I'm not really, because I'm still going to have a base here in London. So I'm going to have a base in London and then obviously one in Glasgow. But I'm trying to find a flat is the crux of it. And it is the, honest to God, the worst thing on planet Earth.
It is, and especially in this economy. But no, at the moment, getting a flat, I see people, like, they're looking and they apply and then there's 10 people looking at the same flat and then it's just a nightmare.
I know. Honest to God, it's like it's trying to get into the CIA. That's how hard it is to get a fucking flat.
Yeah.
Honestly, they do this thing now. I don't know if it's a Scottish thing or what, but you basically have to apply. So you have to fill out like a 7-page application form, apply before the viewing.
What?
So do you know how time consuming
that is? Every single one.
Every single one. Yeah, I swear to God.
What?
Every single one. Which means, like, if you've not gone with that, like if you've not seen a flat under that estate agent, then you've then got to do it for every single estate agent.
Oh my gosh.
And then you get there and you're like, well, I'm not living in that. It's a shithole.
No, that's ridiculous.
How bad is that?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. How many have you seen now then?
I actually don't even know.
And you don't have one yet?
No. No, I went to see one last night and I was like, I'm actually gonna cry.
Oh.
Because I was just like, I know that's so dramatic.
It's not though, it's not. Because it's where you're gonna live. And if it doesn't feel right or you don't feel comfortable, whatever, and you've had to rush in,
I know.
It's hard.
It's so hard. And I got there yesterday and I felt like, that sounded so ridiculous, right? So I was like, I said to my friend on the phone this morning, I was like, it was exactly what I thought it was gonna look like. And she's like, right. So like, what's the problem?
Yeah, what is the problem?
And I was like, I'm so happy. But I went and I was like, but it just didn't feel right.
Oh.
And she was like, Robin, you know, it's not your like forever home.
Yeah.
It's just a base. And I was like, no, I know that. But like, I walked in and I was just like, I'm just not excited about any, like at all. Mm. And then it was on the third, right, okay, this is so diva of me. But it was... It was on the third floor and there was no lift.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Is that fair?
I think that's fair because especially, I mean, moving in and everything and like lugging everything upstairs, it's just, and just generally that many steps.
I honestly just thought, and then they had parking, right? And it's in the west end of Glasgow. So parking is very difficult. Mm. So that is like one of the reasons I was like, oh, this is great. It's got its private parking space. Like, great. But like... This is so dramatic. But the actual like parking bay or the, you know, the car park was like at the back of the building. And then you had to walk up like 20 stairs to get to the back of the building. And then another three. I was just like,
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And if you like carrying shopping.
That's
or,
what
like,
I thought.
Coming back from a night out or anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, not that you'll be doing that anymore. What time's your new job? Do you have to get up?
I was like, my life's not over.
No, I know, but what time is it? It's early, isn't it?
No, I start at 10. That's
all
right.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Oh, great.
I know.
Oh, that's fab.
I know. It's so good.
Nice.
It's so good. So I got a new job in radio. I don't know if we actually spoke about that.
But no, we haven't. I didn't know whether to say it then. I was like, your new job.
Yeah, so I'm joining Capital, which I'm excited about. I got my own show there at 10 to 1. And 10 to 1.
That's ideal.
It's cushy, isn't it?
Oh my God, that's ideal.
I know. But I will. I mean, I don't just rock up at 10, obviously. I rock up at 9.
9.59.
9.59. I was doing my training this week and the guy was like, so, not that you're going to do this, but if you happen to run in 5 minutes before your show, like, this is the quickest way to kind of set it up. And I was like, absolutely not. I will be there at 9 a.m.
Well, I mean, like, it's an incredible job and opportunity. I feel like you'll be there at 8, like, yes, ready to go.
You reckon? Have you seen me in the morning? So
No, actually.
You actually haven't, to be fair.
No.
It's a whole day. Like, I'm actually not the same human in the morning.
Are you not?
No, there's an unspoken rule that you don't speak to me for the first 10 minutes.
It's funny because you're so like, you know, vibrant now. I can't imagine you being
I'm horrible.
I'm not the best, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm not like an early riser and, you know, get stuff done in the morning. I'm a very much a set my alarm for the time that I need to get up.
Yeah, I'm a kind of like set 4 alarms kind of gal.
Oh yeah, multiple,
one of them.
Yeah, because I'll probably end up just turning it off. And
yeah,
then...
and then I set the last one for when I absolutely need to get up.
Yeah.
Same. Honestly, my partner's just like, this is absolutely atrocious. Like when I was doing early radio at the weekend just there, so I have to get up at 4:30 for that.
Gosh.
Like latest 4:30, so I obviously like set it from like 10 past. And honestly, the poor boy, he's the only one up. And he's like, please just get up. I'm like, there's another one. And he's like, stop.
Yeah.
Setting 4 alarms at 4:10 in the morning.
I couldn't cope with that. The weekend as well.
Yeah, it was Saturday and Sunday.
Does he have a normal? I mean, like.
Yeah, he works in the week.
Like, in the week.
I know.
Robin. Poor guy.
Fuck, he's all right. Well, he knew what he was signing up to.
Exactly. He put a ring on your finger, so, you know.
Amen. And now that he has, I'm actually moving him. Well, I'm moving, you know, our base to Glasgow, which is mental. So already, he's already like, okay, so are you going to be that picky about, you know what I mean, like where it is we're actually going to be? And I'm like, yeah, but I know, this is the thing, right? So I grew up in Glasgow, so I know the areas, and that makes it so much harder. Whereas in London, you're like, yeah, that's fine, like, I'll make that work. But because I know the areas, I'm like, no, I want to stay.
Yeah, you take a chance sometimes, like like when I moved to Manchester and stuff, like I didn't know any of the places, and it was all right where I moved to, but like it was a little bit out of town on a different side, and but you just kind of just do it, and like it's just exciting. But when you know what's there, I know what you mean, you'll be way pickier because you know the area.
Yeah, absolutely, because like you say, you do just take a chance and you're like, oh well, I'm just excited to be here. Do you know what I mean? Which I am excited to be back in Glasgow, but I do know it, so it's like it's got to be like a whole new thing. But I might have nearly murdered an estate agent the other day.
How?
It was so bad, right? I mean, I would say I'm pretty easy-ozy when it comes to stuff like this.
You pretty what?
Easy-ozy.
Easy-ozy?
What, you never heard that before?
Never in my life.
Shut up.
Is this a Scottish thing?
This is not a Scottish thing. Meg, is this a Scottish thing? Easy-ozy.
Easy-ozy.
Easy-ozy. Easy-ozy. Oh my God, Meg's never heard easy-ozy. Is this a...
Oh my God. Where did you hear this?
I thought easy ozy was a thing.
I like it.
Thanks. It basically means I'm kind of easygoing, you know?
I thought so.
I'm a bit of a floater. I'm not a floater and I'm not easygoing.
I was going to say, you haven't sounded quite easygoing so far, but...
No, but I mean, as I'm like with people, right? So like, I like, you know, like some of my friends get really irate if someone's really rude to them, like a shop assistant. I'm like, meh, I don't really care because I'm just like, whatever, just carry on my life. But this estate agent... She tested me. I think it's so bad. So basically, I rocked up, and we've just spoke about how bad I am in the mornings. So I rocked up, and I was knackered because I've been doing like so much. And I rocked up pretty early. Okay, not that early, 9 o'clock. It's pretty early.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to leave at quarter past eight, exactly. Right? So it's early enough, right?
Yeah.
So I'm up and I'm looking, you know, like crap. And I get there and I stand outside and there's this guy out there as well, like a young guy. And I was like, you're right. And he's like, yeah, are you here for the viewing? And I was like, yeah. And I was thinking, he doesn't look like an estate agent. He was like, yeah, me too. And I was like, instantly, no. Instantly, can you imagine 9 a.m. in the morning and then having to view it with someone else?
Yeah, no, I'd hate that. No, I'm not doing when someone else, I know there's other people applying, but I don't want to go look at it with someone else.
With someone else, right? So then I'm standing outside thinking, oh, maybe it's just because, you know, he's arrived early or whatever and we're not actually supposed to have the same thing. Anyway, we stand outside for 15 minutes. And I was like, where is... But bearing in mind, they send this whole text thing. Like, if you're like 5 minutes late, you miss your thing. You know, it's a whole thing, right?
Yeah,
you know, it's all on their terms or whatever. So I rang the woman and I'm like, where's your lady? She's like, she's there. I'm like, she's not there. I keep pressing the buzzer. And there's also someone else. And then she had the cheek to say to me, are you sure you're outside the right one? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure.
Either you're both wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly like, what
there's
I said.
No way.
I was like, either we're both wrong or your pictures are... completely wrong, because I am looking at the flat that is in the picture. I'm literally on right move, like looking at it thinking, like, you know, you doubt yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we just press the service button, which, I mean, not great security, lets you in.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So that was a negative from the get-go.
Red flag, yeah.
Anyway, press the service button, we get in, we go all the way up, I hear this woman shouting on a phone. And so this other guy's way more proactive than me, because I'm just like, half asleep, and he's like, I'm just gonna go up, it might be up there. I was like, fine. So I follow him up like a little, you know, child. I'm like, oh yay. Anyway, we arrive and she's on the phone just yapping away, and then she just like gestures to go into the flat. So we go in the flat, we just look around the flat, the two of us on our own, and then she comes in off the phone. She's like, any questions?
What?
And I was like, I could no questions. Absolutely not.
I would have contacted the estate agent and said something.
I didn't know what you were going to say then. Huh. I would have contacted the police.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It is.
That's really poor.
I know, it's so poor. And also as well, I was thinking, this can't have a high success rate, because before I even got there, I was like, I don't want to. Like,
yeah.
Before I even got there. And then I went in and I was like, you need to clean that flat. So that didn't help.
Right. I'm guessing, yeah, it wasn't the one anyway.
No, it wasn't the one anyway. But it's not the point. Like,
no,
I was just
not.
Like, and this guy was like, we came out and I was like fully bonded by this point.
Yeah.
Because we've fully gone through
trauma like, bonded, yeah.
Trauma bonded. We've fully gone through like, how long have you been searching for? And like, are you moving to the city? And like all this. She's from Edinburgh, he's moving there with his partner.
Oh, wow.
I know it all. I know
on Instagram.
Literally. We're going for a cup of tea. So yeah, he was like, do you think it's any good? And I was like, no, I'm all right.
That's ridiculous. I remember looking for a flat in Manchester. And my only kind of like experience with like travel agents, estate agents was like in Cheltenham. There's some really lovely estate agents and like, because people are selling nice houses. And like when we sold our old house, we had like this guy, he was so nice, all of this. So like, I thought that all estate agents were quite similar.
Yeah.
And then I came to Manchester
No. And
I was like, they literally, this is going to sound a bit bad. I was going to say they literally hire anyone, but I genuinely think it's like maybe, you know, like people go into sales or they do whatever. I genuinely think that you can just go and be an estate agent potentially, like especially for rental and stuff.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Well, I think that's the thing, isn't it? Well, I imagine, I mean, it makes sense as like a business. I imagine like if you're new, you're getting put on the rentals until you've kind of figured it out and then you're doing the buying.
Because they go so quick. Well, that's the thing. Obviously, selling a house is completely different to like renting out. So I appreciate there's probably people that have a bit less experience. So they do the rental side. Property goes so quick, like in a city. So, you know, but there was some of them I met and I was just like,
are you okay, hon?
Like, you know, forget it, like not bringing the key. And that was so annoying. In fairness, that was when I was buying my flat, but that kind of worked out because it was annoying, but then I walked around the area.
Yeah, so like, that's true.
And I wouldn't have done that before. So then I went back to see it and I kind of knew I wanted that one anyway. So it was actually all right. But yeah, it's not a fun experience whatsoever.
Oh, I hate it, honestly. I actually just want to crawl into a hole right now.
Yeah.
It is the freaking worst. I also think as well, like, you're already a bit nervous because you are moving. Do you know what I mean? So you're heightened. Your emotions are already heightened because you're like, especially in my case, because I wouldn't have moved if it wasn't for work.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have, like, you know what I mean? I wasn't like, I'm ready for change. Like, I love where I live. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm just constantly comparing it. And I also think as well, like, when you're looking for a place, there's certain things that you're just like, absolutely not. Do you know what I mean? I'm just not doing that. That's a no. Welcome to the Train Happy podcast with me, Tally Rye. This is the podcast that helps you have a feel-good relationship with fitness, food, and body image. Each week, we'll be digging into an intuitive and inclusive approach to our health and well-being as we're joined by leading experts, friends of mine, and you to hear more about the journey of letting go of diet culture and feeling good in the skin you're in. It's a podcast for everyone, no matter what body you're in. You can find us wherever you found this podcast. Just search Train Happy wherever you get your podcasts and hit follow.
When you get older as well, like when I moved to Manchester, I ended up with like, it was like a sort of, you know, brand new flat, really nice. But I do think when you're older and you've lived in more places, you don't want to compromise as much. Like, there are non-negotiables when you move that you're like, and especially things like, like cleanliness and stuff like that. I feel like, you know, you just want it to be a nicer place.
Yeah, it's true actually, isn't it? In my early 20s, I think I would have just kind of put up with most things and then just kind of like worked around them. Whereas I think as you get older, you realise how important it is to kind of have that little like sanctuary.
Yeah.
That little like escape, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's like feeling comfortable in like it's just safe place, safe haven.
Yeah, so if anyone's got any tips on how to find a freaking flat, let me know.
When do you have to be in by?
Good question. Well, I start next week.
Oh, God. What are you going to do? Just travel and stay in a hotel or something?
No, well, I can stay at my brother's for a bit.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not cute, is it? It's not a cute look. It's just not a cute look.
I mean,
in your brother's spare room.
Aw.
His poor girlfriend.
Aw.
Honestly.
She might be excited to have another gal around.
No? Do you know what? She's really sweet, but I don't imagine she's excited about me being there.
Oh.
Not like in a bad, in a bad way, but you know what I mean? Like, it's your little space, like with your partner, and it's like you've got his sister hanging about, like, fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean? I mean, my brother are so close as well. So like, we do this weird thing, me and my brother, no, we don't.
what cringe thing is this going to be?
No, it's not. Well, it's not not that bad, but we do have this weird thing where we don't really have to talk and we know what each other's thinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Oh my God, like
telepathic.
Yeah. Do you know what my first thought was? I was like, what cringy thing do they have? I was thinking, do they have their own language or something that they use? I was like, oh God.
Oh God.
But that's not far off.
No, well, yeah.
Well, no, it's not the same, but yeah.
No, but it's like those couples that have the relationship voice. Oh my God. Right, so then.
Gross.
This is so embarrassing. So we had a relationship voice and we didn't realize that we had one.
Oh.
But now the relationship voice is like fully traveled into the whole friendship group.
Really?
Yeah, the whole friendship group does it.
What, taking the piss out of you?
No, they're fully active in it. They're complicit. They think it's cute too. It's a whole thing. Oh, but my brother doesn't. But yes, that was my whole point. Like living with my brother, I feel like it's just going to be like, we don't really talk. We do talk a lot, obviously. But like,
yeah.
I just know what he's thinking before he's thought it. And then he knows, you know what I mean? And that must be really annoying.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be like you two and then her, maybe even.
No, I hope I'm the third wheel. I really do hope I'm the third wheel. But I just feel bad because like, yeah, we do this thing. Or like, when like he came to pick me up from the airport and I like instantly knew, like just from sitting in the car, I was like, oh God, like he's in such a shit mood today. Or like I know what kind of mood he's in. Like I can feel like, I'm like, okay, he's anxious about something. Or like, so it was really funny when he was younger. So it's like 4 years between us, but when he was younger, he didn't talk and I used to talk for him.
Really?
Yeah, really weird.
Maybe that's why though.
I think
yeah,
that might be why.
Oh, that connection.
It's really weird. It's really weird. So like when, like,
oh my, God.
Honestly, like if my auntie was like, take your jacket off, and I'd literally just turn and be like, no, he's cold. And she'd be like, you don't know if he's cold. And I'm like, I know he's cold. And then I would be like, Kyle, are you cold? And then he would literally just like nod his little head.
Either that is what he's thinking, or he just went along with everything you'd say. And then you're just really bossy and really like.
I think it's the latter, to be honest.
And he just didn't want to fight it. It was like, oh.
It was like, whatever. I think he got to a point when he was like 18 where he actually said to me, you know, like, I actually do have like my own opinions. And that blew my mind.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was like, what do you mean?
No, is he older or younger?
Younger.
Younger, okay.
Yeah, he's like 4 years younger, but he's like super smart. He's like a scientist, which is mental. But like, although he's a scientist, and I know, I hope he doesn't listen to this. He's not the demographic, I'm sure he won't. But although he's a scientist, like when you meet him, you would never think it.
Really?
No, never. Because he's just like a bit of a mumbly, like.
Wow, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know how to explain that, but like, it's like he plays football and like, I don't know how to, like, he's not a nerd, like, he's like, we call him Sheldon, you know, from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
We call him that, but he is, he's technically a nerd, but he doesn't, like, come
across
it. I love
how you've used the football thing, like, he plays football, okay? He's not a nerd, he plays football. You can be intelligent and play football, Robin.
Yeah, it's so
how
true.
How rude.
I'm so...
No, I get what you mean, though.
So rude.
Like, not your classic sort of stereotypical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's not sad. Do you know what I was just about to say?
Go on, say it.
I was about to say, he's not sat there with his glasses and a whiteboard doing equations, but he absolutely is.
Oh, I don't know if I could live with my brother. I love him, and we get on well now, but I couldn't live with him. I don't think. I think he's sweet. Like he would say, yeah, I could live with Soph. Like he would say that, but I just don't know if I could.
Yeah, I don't know if I can.
You'll be fine.
I hope so. Moving in a week.
Yeah.
If I can't find a place, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah. If you've not guessed already, the topic of the week is moving.
Oh yes. Yeah.
We've just sort of gone full blown into it, but
My gosh, yeah. Because I do think moving and. Especially in your late 20s and early 30s, like there's just so much more to it.
Yeah.
Than just obviously finding a place and the dramas of that. But like there's so much more, like this sounds so weird. You're going to be like, you're pathetic. But I'm a little worried, like I don't really have that many friends there. Do you know what I mean?
That's not weird.
Is it not?
No, that, okay. Of course, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's really difficult because you could, it's like, you could move somewhere and know loads of people, so it wouldn't matter as much where you're moving to because you've got loads of friends. But if you're moving somewhere and you've got not got many friends around you, it's even harder.
Yeah, I think so, because I've got friends like from, you know, when I was young.
Yeah,
like my kind of really close friends, but a lot of them do like 9 to 5, so it's yeah. like, and that's just not going to be my, you know, my hours.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Really?
Yeah.
And yeah, their lives are just like, well, they're so ingrained there, you know, like, and
yeah,
I'm going to be still flying up and down and like, yeah. So I'm a bit like, I kind of wanted to try and find some friends and like yeah. maybe even the creative industries or like, you know, that we're kind of like got some stuff in common. Like I went to one event just last week when I was there and I was just like, God, this is so weird, because it was like an opening of a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
And it was nice, but it was so weird because I didn't know anyone.
Yeah, it's back to that. I know what you mean, because you start to recognize the same faces and so you feel a bit more comfortable. Yeah. And then as soon as you go into it and you don't know anyone. Yeah.
Like not a soul. And I was just like, oh my gosh, how do you make friends in a new city? I think I'm going to have to like do the classic and sign up for netball.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that. You can obviously, the events that you go to, hopefully through the like the station, the radio set, there'll be other people that are...
Yeah, there is, to be fair. There's other presenters, which is great.
Yeah. You also want like separate friends. That, I mean, so like I've moved to the other side of town in Manchester and I've started to make friends in the building. It's a very social building though.
That's
so
very social.
Yeah, but it's known as like...
Oh no, what are you saying?
Nah,
your eyes are telling me something.
No,
here, so.
Some people call it, I can say what...
like influencer tower or something.
Well, it's like toxic tower, and some people call it. But
it's me.
I hadn't heard that before. But it's just, there are a lot of people that live there and they're four massive towers. So like thousands of people live there. And it's kind of like done in a way for it to be quite social.
Right.
It's, you know, it's like in the main foyer bit. It's huge and there's like a cafe in there. You've got the co-working spaces. It's amazing there.
Wow.
It's like its own little, there's two restaurants, three restaurants.
What, in your building?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And
like an Asian restaurant, Italian, another Italian, little coffee place, which is really nice. And because there's a lot of like entrepreneurs and stuff that live there, people have like, they work there all the time. So that's why it's very social. There's yeah. always people there. People meet there. Like it's just very...
That's well cool.
I know. I felt a bit lonely when I was living by myself because I was single 4.5 years in my flat and like, I loved that flat, but it wasn't like, yeah, there was no, it wasn't modern at all or anything like that. So I didn't really know anyone in the building, only a couple of people. But then, yeah, now it's like much more social.
You're like in an adult student accommodation.
Oh, goodness. Wow. I mean.
In the best possible way, though.
No, I know what you mean. It's very social. Yeah, it's great. There's a girl on my floor. Oh, she might be moving out, though. This is the other thing. You make friends and then they might move. But I'm going to her birthday at the weekend and, like, we're really good friends now.
Oh, my God, that's really cute.
Yeah, so it is nice. So maybe, depending where you move, there might be, like, I don't know, building, chat, Facebook group. You can link up with everyone. Or even just, yeah, sports isn't a bad idea.
It's not a great idea, though, is it?
No. I feel like when you move and you don't know anyone, it can be really hard. But there are, yeah, there are things you can...
Yeah, that's also why I think moving to the right place is so important as well, isn't it? Because like you say, like at the minute, we live in like an old, no, I'm joking. It's like one of those high ceilings. Is it Victorian? Wow. I don't know.
Potentially.
Edwardian?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it's got really high ceilings and it's basically like an old house that they've converted into like four.
Oh, lush.
Do you know what I mean? That's where we currently live. Mm. And I love it because it's just got so much character, but also it feels like a home. Because, you know, like we have our own front door. Like it's not like a flat. We've got a front and back garden, you know, like, and we have a little WhatsApp chat.
Aww.
And it's like, oh, I took your parcels in, you know.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
But everyone is there isn't, you know, they aren't really our age and they're kind of like a bit more settled and they got kids and
okay,
that sort of thing. So it would be good to go somewhere that people are kind of our age.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a good shout. Maybe like the new builds kind of thing.
It's definitely more social in those kind of buildings. Like I think generally this is a huge thing now. Like you said about sort of adult student accommodation. It's a good point. Like young professionals moving and like living in cities. I feel like that's kind of the demographic that's being catered for a lot more because so many young people aren't buying properties because they're here, there and everywhere. So there's so many more entrepreneurs. So they're like building these buildings that are like little communities, putting restaurants in there and, you know, you've got pool, gym and all of that. So it's all in one place.
See, that's amazing.
It is. And I think like where I live, it's not cheap, but I genuinely think like you get a lot included in the price you pay.
Well, if you added all those things up, it'd probably be about the same anyway. You know, a gym membership. Do you get a membership with it?
Yeah, so, and it's residence only, so you can get a day pass. But like, so I sometimes work kind of like weird hours, but if you go to the pool like in the middle of the day, one time I was the only person in there, literally, it was amazing.
You got a pool?
Yeah, pool, jacuzzi, sauna,
steam
room. Oh my
God, you're so bougie, I can't even so.
I know, but I do think if it was in London, it'd be so expensive. Like it wouldn't be...
No, it wouldn't be feasible, would it,
no,
in London?
No.
I think they do have stuff like that in London, but when I was looking, they had... Like the actual flats themselves were tiny.
Yeah.
Like it was actually like a student accommodation. I was like,
yeah.
Where are you actually even putting your like jacket? Like there's literally nowhere for a suitcase or, you know what I mean? Like it's like a student.
Yeah.
Not a student, but like a studio flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I should look for that then.
Maybe find, so like in Manchester, I don't know if it's the same, you know, in Glasgow or whatever, but there's like Manchester Life and there's like actual building companies that do buildings kind of like that and stuff.
Oh my God.
So like if you could maybe find, I don't know,
step on over to the bougie side of life with yourself. Yeah. I'd be like, sorry Soph, can't do the pod, just in my pool.
I can send selfies as well. Yeah. In the jacuzzi.
Could you imagine? I mean, highly doubt it. I'm pretty sure I'll end up in a granny flat.
Aww.
With little Dorothy next door.
Oh, I mean, that could be sweet as well.
Yeah, wholesome for 3 days and then that's about it, really. I think key thing, though, when you are moving, what I've kind of figured out is just to be a bit more open-minded.
She and says, no, you are right.
I've only figured that out during this conversation. I think that is probably key, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you are right because it's very disheartening. It's very stressful, like what you're going through at the moment, because it's like where you're going to live. It's a huge thing. But if you can just find somewhere like good enough, like in a good enough area and all of that, you can, you know, make house a home, you know, you can fill it with your things. Yeah. And as long as you feel safe and like...
Put a little rug down, you know.
Yeah.
Little throw here and there.
All the essentials.
I'll be on one of those interior programs before you know it.
Oh, I mean, you could do a little before and after. Make it a fun thing.
Follow me on Robin at Home.
Yeah.
On my account. So if I do that, let's not bring this footage back to haunt me. Well, on that note, if you are making a change and you are moving, hopefully that's helped a little bit to make you feel like you're not completely alone in this, because that is definitely such a big part of it, isn't it? For sure. But thank you so much for listening to Loose Lips. It is, of course, Robin Richford and Sophie Brown. And as you said, Soph, we're back for Extra Lippy on Friday.
We are, yes. So send in your dilemmas, etc. at the Loose Lips podcast or looselips@createproductions.com. And follow our personal Instagrams, Robin Richford and Sophie HL Brown.
And we will see you Friday.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.